This is Cap and Jay Hood. Enjoy the show each morning in your Instagrammies. At Cap Jay Hood on Instagram.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
So, if you know of an open Arby's, let us know. If you have a friend who works for their social media department, tell them to wake their ass up. We've been tweeting at them. We want to try the Meat Mountain Sandwich. Frank Isola is one of our favorite guests. He's so good on so many topics. He's a huge NBA guy, and he's a great friend of our show. Hey, Frank, would you try the Meat Mountain from Arby's?
I'm gonna pick one up for you guys. I'll send it from New York since we're an hour ahead of you, so they're gonna open up an hour early. But as you guys know, you're in Chicago, I'm New York. We have great delis here with great stuff. I would try it, but it probably wouldn't be a regular thing. I got a place right near me. They make some of the best sandwiches you're ever gonna have.
Yeah, we just saw the advertisement and we just wanted to take a bite and see what it was like, but I just think we're working the wrong shift, Frank. If we worked middays or afternoons, it'd be open. Of course, downtown Chicago's like downtown Dayton right now, and there's nothing open.
Yeah, nothing here.
With the pandemic,
you know what
and everything.
They'll do? You guys are giving them so much publicity, they probably send you one over for free. Because let's face it, we're in the media. The one thing we expect, in fact, we demand,
free food. No question. Yeah. I'm going to be in New York next week. I'm flying into LaGuardia. I have to see what a good sandwich is like in New York.
Are you coming for work or just to hang out?
I'm coming for work.
Look at you. You'll be fine. There's plenty. There are places still open. I think you're going to have to eat outside. So,
dress.
You know, bring your coat with you, and your hat, and your gloves.
If you're from Chicago, I got a few of those.
Frank, here's something that you and Scalabrine would talk about in the starting lineup on NBA radio. I don't know how do we get into this morning, Kev, about your wife's hall pass? Do you know your wife's hall pass?
I don't remember how. Oh, because Kendall Gill. They were That's doing right. the post game on NBC Sports Chicago last night, Bulls T-Wolves game, and Kendall kept calling Ricky Rubio Antonio Rubio. And then he said, I get them confused because my wife's hall pass is Antonio Banderas.
Right. So do you know your wife's hall pass?
All right. Do you know who, what about for you guys? Who's your significant other's hall pass?
My wife's is Chris Hemsworth, who's obviously built just like me because I must look like that.
And of course. And my wife's she typed in Idris Elba and Maxwell, the singer.
Yeah, my wife kind of likes Idris. My wife would take that guy Boris Cujo. You know who that
oh,
is?
Oh yes.
I'll tell you a good story. He's married to Nicole Ari Parker,
right?
Who was in the movie. What was the movie with? Mark Wahlberg. What was it? Boogie Nights.
Mm-hmm.
She's in that movie. I think it's a couple of movies. But I happened to, I was in New York City, all the way on the west side. I parked my car. It was the middle of the day. And all of a sudden, we might as well have been the only two people in New York at the time. There's this beautiful woman walking right toward me. And as she got closer, it was Nicole Ari Parker. So me being quick on my feet, I said, you look even better in person than you do on the big screen. I got a big smile from her and a thank you. Come on, guys. Don't tell me in the heat of the moment I couldn't come up with a good line. That was a good line.
It was a good line. It was a good line. You made her smile. That's the win. That's a win for you.
Yeah. That is a win. All right,
thank you.
Let's talk some basketball because Zach LaVine.
That's Nicole Ari Parker because I know my partner.
Showed me that picture. She's on the top of my list now.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
I followed her career for a long time. There's a reason.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So Zach LaVine is now an all-star. He's playing at this incredibly high level. And Billy Donovan was none too pleased, even though they won last night. He said, there's a lot more we can get out of this team. Are you surprised the Bulls are playing as well as they are?
Well, number one, I think Billy Donovan is a terrific coach. He's put a great staff around him, including the great Mo Cheeks. My guy Josh Longstaff, who used to be here in New York. And I think Zach LaVine's been terrific. I thought that he deserved to make the All-Star team. And I think that's what you like about what Billy Donovan is doing, like expecting more. Because remember, Zach LaVine keeps getting better every year. But if you look at his career record, and it's obviously not his fault, but he's been on a lot of losing teams. And the last thing you want is for guys to be complacent when you're not even at, right, they're not at 500 yet, aren't they, one game back?
Right.
And I think that's what, you know, that's what you kind of need. That's the standard that you want to set. And that's why I think, you know, everybody talks about building a culture. That's what that is. And that's what Billy Donovan is trying to do. I think what's happening in Chicago and New York, it seems to be pretty similar. You know, teams that, you know, kind of have been stuck in the lottery for a bunch of years have a bunch of young players who are now getting better. Both teams now have an all-star. Julius Randle in New York made it. And it's fun to see, because it'd be great if maybe, you know, sometime soon we can get those two teams in the playoffs playing against each other.
Frank, I guess the question is that, you know, when you're a really top flight player on a bad team, how does it get better? The city seems like they're split on Zach as far as the future. Was it capping like in a couple of years his contract will
yes.
be up? So you got to decide whether or not he's part of the of a winning team. Is he a winning player, Zach LaVine, for a good team?
Well, I definitely think he could be, absolutely. And I think what you like about him is the fact that he does keep getting better. His 3-point shooting has improved. He's aggressive. He has kind of a you know, his attitude of attack first, I think, is good. And he's been the guy that's carried the team. I get what you're saying. I think they still need to put some pieces around it, but I think the general manager, Arturis, he knows that. And that's why what they're doing in Chicago, kind of similar to what you're doing in New York. You're making the organization look more attractive to potential free agents. You're also increasing the value of a lot of players on your team when you're looking to make a trade. Look at, like, I always go back to what Miami did years ago when they had Lamar Odom and Caron Butler, and Pat Riley had those guys, and Stan Van Gundy had those guys playing so well that they were able to use them in a trade for Shaquille O'Neal. So sometimes, you know, that's why when you're having a year like the Bulls are having and you're increasing the value of all your players, maybe you can make some kind of trade that works out for you. But I think Zach LaVine certainly can be part of a winning team.
So the way it looks is they're going to have $52 million in cap space this summer, the Bulls. Zach has one more year left at $19 million, and then he hits unrestricted free agency. You can sign him this summer, and you have to use some of your cap space, or you can roll the dice and go, well, we're going to pick again, you know, a decent pick this year, $52 million in cap space, get to next summer, get another pick in the first round, and then sign Zach with your bird rights and go over. But he could say to you, yeah, you know what, I wanted to be a Knick or a Laker. He can leave, and then you're trying to do a sign and trade. What would you do, and what do you expect the industry would do? Would they sign Zach this summer using cap space or roll the dice on next summer?
I could see them rolling the dice. And one thing about the free agents, when you look at what's happened with a lot of guys, including, of course, Giannis with Milwaukee and Bam Adebayo signed, a lot of these guys do seem to be signing with their own teams. I still think that Chicago is in the driver's seat, and there's still a lot of different options out there. But that all could change. You know, we'll see how the second half of the season goes. But if Chicago is a playoff team, and let's say they do pretty well in the playoffs, I think that would give Zach LaVine a little bit more leverage. But if I'm Chicago, I might ride this one out, kind of believing that when push comes to shove, I'll still be able to keep the player.
Frank, is there anything that the 76ers can do as we get closer to the trade deadline to solidify themselves against the Nets in the East?
Well, there's been some talk about, you know, could Kyle Lowry be available? I think the fact that Toronto has kind of bounced back a little bit and they look like they're going to be a playoff team, I'm not so sure that they'll make that move. You know, the Nets have played Philadelphia twice this season. The first time they beat them, the Nets didn't have anybody. Durant didn't play, Kyrie didn't play, and they hadn't made the Harden trade yet. And believe it or not, the Nets won that game. And then when they played them in Philadelphia, they didn't have Durant. They ended up losing. Embiid causes trouble for the Brooklyn Nets. You know, DeAndre Jordan can't handle him. But the Nets are so good. I always say, like, the Nets are arrogant, almost like the way the Kansas City Chiefs are during the regular season, where they're thinking, we'll be able to score. Nobody can stop us. And really, the Nets have been that way. I mean, James Harden is so good. You know, they've won their last seven games, and Durant has played in one of them.
Correct.
So you're on a seven-game winning streak where one of the top players in the league has played one of those games. So the Nets are going to be really – I think the only thing that could stop the Nets, obviously besides injury, could be, you know, Kyrie, because defensively there are times when Kyrie kind of floats in and out of the game. But offensively, it'll never be an issue with the Nets, because Kyrie is not a problem offensively, and Durant and James Harden are unstoppable.
So if I said to you, pick a team to win the NBA, I'm going to buy your ticket in Vegas, who are you putting your money on?
You know what? Probably just because of as much offense as they have, I probably would say the Nets. And there's a part of me that's kind of rooting for Utah to at least make it to the finals. Because I love what that team has done. I mean, Donovan Mitchell, who wasn't great last night, but he's been great this season. And Rudy Gobert has been outstanding. They're a fun team. They share the ball. They knock down threes. And I just like the fact that I thought Rudy Gobert got treated a little bit unfairly. Was he a little bit immature with the stuff when he was touching everyone's microphones? Then it came out a few days later that he had the coronavirus. But it was like everyone made it seem like Rudy Gobert infected the entire country. He was the first player that we knew about. Doesn't mean that he was the first player that had the coronavirus, and he was kind of made out to be the villain. I thought that was I didn't like the way that was handled, but I think he's had an unbelievable season, and they're a really fun team. But you know, you guys know this. If Anthony Davis is healthy, then it's just different because LeBron come playoff time is unstoppable. It's all going to come down to whether or not Anthony Davis is healthy come playoff time.
That's a great point.
Frank, the Jazz are like being the coach of a non-power five college football team. You're great, but you'll never beat Alabama, right? I mean, so, but if you're the Jazz, I know you got to keep trying, but there's always going to be second best, won't they, as far as them trying to have a deep run in the playoffs?
Well, I would say this, and I think for the smaller market teams, and, you know, I think, you know, you guys see this in Chicago, you see it all the time in New York, where, you know, everyone always becomes really impatient. So you have a place like Utah where it's hard to you're not going to get the big-time recruits, free agents. And, you know, yes, you can make trades for players. But sometimes just keeping a group together is good for you. If you go back to when Dallas was, you know, won over 60 games, Dirk was the MVP, they lost in the first round to Golden State. And, you know, a lot of people think, oh, maybe they should get rid of Dirk, break up the team. They kept that group together, and a few years later, they ended up winning the title. I think for Utah, I thought that was important. Last year, you know, if Mike Conley hits that shot against Denver, they get out of the first round, and then who knows what kind of run that they go on. Maybe they beat the Clippers, maybe they don't. But I sometimes think these organizations that think, you know what, let's just, like, let this group go through it. I've been researching some stuff on the Chicago Bulls, like those early years with Michael Jordan. You know, they kept losing. It was a struggle for Michael Jordan. Then when they finally kind of over the hump a little bit, now they were running into Detroit and they were losing there. They weren't really doing anything drastic to turn the team over. They were just kind of thinking, you know what, it's going to get better for us. We'll eventually be able to get over the mountaintop because we feel we have the right players, including the great Michael Jordan. I think that Utah believes that they have the group that can do that.
Hey, man, we appreciate your time as always. We love talking with you, and when you get to Chicago, we get our lives back. You're coming in studio.
Definitely. I appreciate it. I'll call Arby's on your behalf. You guys have earned it.
You're the best.
Thank you.
See you, man. There he is. That's Frank Isola. That guy's awesome. Awesome. All right, it's on. By the way, Danny, guess who reached out? The COO. That would be Muckety Muck, Chief Operating Officer of Arby's.
The coup.
How about that? How about
Arby's, we have
the meat.
But
Danny says we have the meat.
We don't need the COO or anybody else. We got the meat.
All right.
Where?
It's on the way back.
Oh.
Love it.
You know how much these sandwiches cost?
$100, right?
I said, JR, I'm like, JR, do you mind taking a walk to this one Arby's I have? I think that they just might be open. He's like, sure. I'm like, do you need money? He's like, no, you guys can pay me back when I get back. $50 for three sandwiches.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Can you cover me?
I got you.
Okay, thanks.
Be right back.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
Our new morning show. This is Cap and Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
All right, so JR's on his way back with $52 million worth of sandwiches. I think better be good for what they're charging us.
Just for accuracy, I believe he will be en route shortly, Cap, as they are cooking up the chicken for the Meat Mountain sandwich.
Do you have a Strauss tracker?
I do not, but he's been texting us.
Okay.
So he's waiting for the chicken to be cooked, and once the chicken is cooked, it could be added to the Meat Mountain sandwich, and then he will be back.
He better not stop off at the Sunnyside Dispensary. Those sandwiches will be gone.
He is old school. He doesn't go to dispensaries. He still has a guy.
There you go.
He's keeping the top paper company in business.
That's it.
He's got an old school
That'd be
guy.
Tip top.
Yes. Oh, no question about that. No question about that.
312-332-3776. So the sandwiches are going to be back here. So please, please get ready to get on Twitch, and you can. I'm going to even try it. Of course, Danny is not. My God.
That's not acceptable.
Yeah, tell me about it.
We need to shame this man, the armchair nutritionist, whose idea it was to taste the meat mountain sandwiches.
I'm not telling him to eat the whole thing. Just take a little bite.
Sometimes, guys, knowledge can be a curse. I know exactly what's in that sandwich, and there's no shot I'm putting in my body. Listen, it was my idea for you guys. It's called the Cap and Jay Hood Show.
So here's what's going to happen. Listen to me. Here's what's going to happen. After today, don't bring up bits like this.
Okay.
No, seriously.
All right.
No, I want to make it very clear. After today, we don't want to try Malort. We don't want to try the sandwich.
I had Malort. Cap didn't.
After today.
I drank it with you.
After today, let's just do the Mike and David Show and book six guests. Let's just do that. After today, no more, you know, God forbid we try to be different than every other morning show in the city and do something a little bit different, if nothing else for our Twitch audience. But so when we have segments, we have an idea like this, rip it up and find six guests to talk about the American League Central.
But listen, I came up with the idea. Now we are executing it for you guys. I shouldn't have anything to do with
it. It's a show. It's the Cap and Jay Morning Show is not just David and I. It's
Who's
the whole
David?
Show. If you don't know what his name is, that's another problem. So after the day, when you come up with this, guys, I got a great idea. Just remember, switch your brain and find five guests in that segment.
Yeah.
Couple
beat writers.
I mean, God forbid that we're trying to change the sports radio morning show landscape. And then we have an idea like this. Hey, this is a great idea for you. I'm not going to do it, but it's a great idea for you. We're all part of the same show. So the next time, I want you to find someone to talk Loyola basketball with us. Let's do that.
Mosier was on the air yesterday.
Yeah. No,
check out the podcast.
After they bashed us for no reason.
No, I mean a writer. That's what I'm talking about.
Sister Jean!
No, since you don't want to participate in those things, then just find us six guests.
Yes, okay.
like everybody else does in sports radio in this town.
See if Phil Hirsch wants to come on.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a gymnast we can profile.
It is unbelievable. We have to be a different morning show. I've got an idea, but I'm not going to be a part of it. No!
What's the better bit?
Jesus.
Us eating the sandwiches or the health nut, the armchair nutritionist, taking a bite? No one's asking you to eat the whole sandwich. Take a bite.
Next time you have a bit like this, just plug in five and five.
You want to have a Twitch audience, the armchair nutritionist trying this. Be 40,000 people.
We want to be different, but I won't be different. It's incredible. It's incredible. Let's just fill the segment with hot takes next time. Let's just do that. Let's go back to the old show. Let's do 3 hours of hot takes because no one's doing that. That's a rare one in this town. Let's do that. Nico Horner hit for power, 3-1-2. Let's do that.
About Kane, the third best athlete ever, Chicago sports. Danny, you have to eat the sandwich with us.
I'm really not going to.
So that's fine. But after today, we're going to fill it with hot takes. We'll do that.
No, isn't that what Cap does? I mean, and we do that also. We have that also.
But yeah, but I mean, the thing is that we are a different show than that. We're not filling 3 hours with that.
Yes.
Everybody can get that anywhere.
We know who your wife's hall pass is now.
Okay, yeah. But when we do something like this, try this. Hood's going to throw up with Malort. Take that. All right. So I did it. You know why? Because our audience wants that. Different.
Exactly.
New. Fresh. Next time, find somebody from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. let's do a Cardinal preview
Rudy
next
Nicholas
time.
Still there?
Yeah, let's do that for a Cardinal preview.
No.
Let's do that. Let's do that, radio. Because that's fresh and hot. Let's do that.
UIC plays Youngstown State. We could get a Youngstown State beat writer.
Let's do that. Next time, like instead of, because you don't want to participate, fill it in with a Youngstown State
guys,
writer.
I'm just the idea guy. I just come up with the ideas.
But you should be part of the execution also.
No, I got to watch and make sure it goes off without a hitch.
It's unbelievable. That's what Mike Thomas is for.
We can't burden him with that. He's busy.
Burden.
Burden.
Okay.
He's Mike Thomas.
New and different and fresh, but not me, though. But not me.
Let's go to the phones.
Just fill it with hot takes and like writers that tells our audience what they already know about their teams. Let's do that.
You guys up for Jeff Svoboda next segment? He covers the Blue Jackets, and the Hawks have a game tonight, so maybe he can fill us in next.
Danny, get on the phone, because God forbid you do a bit.
You know what? There's a NHL salary cap site. Maybe we can get that analytics guy on.
Let's do that. Danny, put that in there. We're going to do that next segment.
Vance is in Oak Brook. Hey, Vance.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, man?
I just wanted to let you guys know, there used to be an old group called 29 featuring Lenny White, and they talk about this peanut butter. Because back in the day, we used to make peanut butter sandwiches. But to be quite honest, a sandwich is with all the fixings. A sandwich is just with peanut butter or just the meat and the bread.
That's so just it. Two slices of bread, slap a little meat in the middle, and let's go.
There you go.
You're the man.
Sandwich.
All right. Thanks, Vance.
I love that.
Ron is a retired police officer. Hey, Ron, what's up, Sparky?
Hey, guys. Love you. Love your show.
Appreciate you.
Hey, I just want to comment on Tiger's accident. Had that been in Indiana, granted, I'm not California certified, but a serious bodily injury accident would require the law enforcement agency to take some kind of draw.
There you go.
You know what? I'm glad you called into it that because we were trying to figure out, like, you know, is it state to state, Ron? Is it different? And again, as we asked that question, we're not casting any aspersions on Tiger. We're glad that he's alive and is still connected to his kids and his family. We're just trying to figure out how that would work. If that's me or you, what would happen? You know, so that's the question we'd have.
Right. I don't think it deviates too much from state to state with the laws, especially driving while intoxicated laws. Of course, I was concerned with Tiger's health, but by the way, they were investigating it. I paid attention to that, so I knew it was serious without even knowing the extent of Tiger's injuries. So that was kind of raised an eyebrow to me and how they investigated, documented the scene, photographs, etc.
Appreciate you, man. Thanks for all your service.
Thank you, Ron.
Love you guys.
See ya. Mark is in Wakanda.
Wakanda!
Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, I'm with Zetterman, guys. Leave him alone. He's concerned about his nutrition and someone that tracks pretty much everything that I put in my body as well. I'm with him. You never know what's in those things, and you don't know how much sodium is even in a little bite. So I'm just defending Danny. He's out. You know, he's trying to do what he's got to do to stay healthy.
Stop.
Okay, great. Brewers preview coming up. Brewers preview coming up for you, Mark.
Come on,
stay
Mark,
tuned.
You're better than that.
Brewers preview coming up next segment. Don't worry about it.
At least taste the freaking sandwich.
We go around the National League Central every day with a guest. We're going to have our writer on from the Brewers. That's coming up next, instead of segments like this one coming up. That's what we'll do.
By the way, the guy that everyone confuses you for, Jordan Cornett,
just
said, tell Hoodie I would crush that Arby's sandwich.
He's an athlete, man. He can take care of it.
He is. And Danny Lynch over at sales says, come on, Zetterman, even The Rock has a cheat day. We're just asking you for a cheap bite. You're better than that. 312-332-3776. Shot, by the way, 9:50, we are going to eat the sandwiches.
Just going to just taste it and see what happens.
Yes.
Just want to just taste it and see
what 9:50, twitch.tv/ESPN1000 Chicago. We will sample the Meat Mountain sandwich from our
Who's we?
You.
Mm-hmm.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
Hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
Little child in there apparently is going to pass.
Little child. Oh, wait a minute now.
We'll get the
He's
shot.
Not a child.
Shot or no shot is coming up next.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bah, 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 bah.
And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
That's why I say, man, I
shot.
No Shot with Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. That's why I say
amen, I shot. Hey, Shot, No Shot is brought to you by PointsBet. PointsBet Sportsbook is here. Visit them at Hawthorne Racecourse. Experience Illinois' premium sportsbook. But first, download the PointsBet app. Get $100 in free bets when you deposit $20 with the code ESPN. And fans can submit their best shot or no shot. You must include that hashtag and tweet at and follow at ESPN 1000. The best submission will be read on the air on Friday, and that will be the winner. Danny!
All right, gentlemen, it's been 2 hours. What's up, Jonathan? It's been 2 hours and 36 Jonathan, minutes, and we have not mentioned...
You guys need to hear the callers calling in, trying to talk Danny into eating the Meat Mountain sandwich. And Danny, the conversations, he's like, I understand your point, and I quote Danny Zetterman, there is no way that is going into my body. But by the way, Cap'n Jay Hood, would you guys like to try a Meat Mountain sandwich?
Right, exactly. Yes,
of course.
Oh, let's not act like you guys watch what you eat like I do. We're not in the same category here. No offense when it comes to... Listen, I'm crazy about what I put in my body. I admit that I'm an extreme. You guys aren't. I came up with an idea. It was a bit. You didn't want to do it. You could have said no. I like the fact that I'm being ridiculed, abused, and called names on a 50,000-watt radio station that's globally on the ESPN Chicago app by who are supposed to be my quote-unquote friends. I know who I would turn to if I ever needed help.
Me.
I don't know anymore, Jonathan.
It's fine with me, pal. All I'm telling you is that we do things as a show. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
we
I'm giving things. My good ideas to Carmen and Yurko from now on.
All right. Well,
wow.
That's fine.
All right, gentlemen.
Just fill it with a Padres guest for us. That's all. I mean, these are great ideas if we do it as a show. That's all I'm saying. That's all I've said.
Right. The whole show.
And
has
we can't be different if it's just Cap and I. It's a show. You know, when Eric Ferguson does his thing, it's not just him. It's everybody.
Correct.
On that show.
Kathy. Oh,
you know, the afternoon show paid Abdallah to eat worms. Now, let's say if I had $1,000 in my pocket, things might be a little different,
Jonathan.
You won't
do that either. You wouldn't do that.
Let's say if there was $1,000 in my pocket, things might be a little different today. I like how the afternoon show could take care of good old Adam Abdallah with a few hundos in his pocket for worms, which I'll add are far healthier than these sandwiches you're going to eat.
Worms are more healthy?
Oh, my God, yes. They eat worms all over the world as a source of nutrients.
Yeah.
Well, get some worms in here. You eat worms, we'll eat the Arby's.
Yes.
Come on.
Now, let's say I had $1,500 in my pocket.
Oh, so the number keeps going up.
Things might be a little different. Things might be a little different. Friends.
All right.
Now, it's been 2 hours and 38 minutes since we've mentioned the Bears' search for a quarterback, so I'm going to do that right now. Right. Shot or no shot, Caps boy Mitchell Trubisky will have a job in the NFL before the Bears have their next quarterback.
Shot. Absolute shot. 1,000%.
It's a great question.
That is a great question. And by the way, speaking of Mitchell Trubisky, a good friend of mine, very good friend of mine, requested an interview with Mitchell Trubisky. It was for an NFL show that the league actually was involved in. It's like an NFL-themed deal.
Shea Pepler.
That's a very good guess. I'm not confirming or denying, but that's a good guess. And was told, no, you called him a bust on the radio, so no, he's not coming on. Like, really? You're gonna if that's the deal, Mitch, you're gonna have very few shows you can go on because I even jumped off your bandwagon, so I don't know where you're going. I mean,
I would
sweet mother of God, just toughen up a little.
Just how such a snail's pace this is to try to for the Bears to try to find a quarterback. I'm thinking shot. I think Trubisky will find a spot. Of course, he probably won't be as a starter, but just find a spot, backup or
he'll
him
sign
competing.
Like a 2 or 3 year deal. For reasonable money, he's a good dude, he works hard, he's well-liked by his teammates, someone will bring him in and go, you can compete, like Ryan Tannehill did in Tennessee. Yep, shot. Danny.
Gentlemen, Anthony Davis is injured. He's out for the Lakers, who have lost 4 straight games. I ask you guys, shot or no shot? Davis's absence and the fact that the Lakers are struggling without him proves he is not only the Lakers MVP, but the league MVP.
Well, that was my bet to start the season as Anthony Davis was going to, because I figured LeBron would take a little bit of a step back. Who knew that he was a machine?
And he's ridiculous.
He's not going to take any time off, looks like. So, I mean, I hate to go away from it now because then I'd be flipping. I said Anthony Davis would be the MVP. Looks like that might not be happening now.
But correct.
I will say shot because that was my initial thought.
Yeah, I'm with Hoodie. That was my initial thought, too. I thought, you know what? He's going to really step up. Got his paper. He's excited. He's got found his home. But the injury will preclude him in a 56-game season.
Yeah.
No, that's the hockey. How many games are we playing in basketball? 82, right?
Yes.
72. So they released 72. The second half of the schedule yesterday. They 72 games.
So, yeah, he's going to have missed too much of a chunk. It'll take time to get him back up to speed, so he will not. It'll be either LeBron or Embiid, probably.
Yeah, Embiid, I think, is a sure bet right now.
Jokic could be in that discussion as well.
Embiid is healthy, is upright, scored 50 against the Bulls. I had Anthony Davis at the start, Danny, so I don't want to go back on it. But if I had to change my bet, I'd probably go with Embiid now.
Danny.
Gentlemen, Shailene Woodley confirmed to Jimmy Fallon that she is indeed engaged to Aaron Rodgers. She said, quote, "I don't know him as a football guy. I know him as a nerd who wants to host Jeopardy. That's the dude I know. He just happens to be very good at sports. I never thought I'd be engaged to somebody who throws balls for a living." She also admitted to Jimmy Fallon that their relationship has been a long-term relationship until the season ended. So I ask you guys, shot or no shot, these two, Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley, actually will make that walk down the aisle?
Well, I hope so. I'll say shot.
Seems like they don't know each other, and it's a long-distance relationship.
Wait, you said long-term or long-distance?
Long-distance.
Oh, long
distance. He's been in Green Bay. She's been in L.A., and because of COVID, it's not like they were traveling to see each other. So they got to know each other over Zoom.
Oh, that's a weird one.
It is.
Oh, God. So Aaron Rodgers. Why can't he be more like his brother Jordan? Oh, I'm sorry.
From The Bachelor.
Shouldn't have said that. I'm thinking shot, but long-term relationship, I'm not so sure about.
Yeah, like, are they going to be together 10 years? I mean, 52% of all marriages end in divorce anyway.
See, Danny, it's a longer discussion than the time that we have allotted here. Because Aaron Rodgers is estranged from his family, I don't know what he's like with other people. So I don't know how he'd be with his... And by the way, did he give the thumbs up on that announcement?
Well, he announced it first. So when he won the MVP award, he mentioned that he just got engaged to her.
Okay.
So he kind of let the cat out of the bag.
And then she confirmed it with Jimmy Fallon
followed up and got her to talk about it.
You're getting married. So good. So good. So I would say, shot. I don't want to be a dream killer for him.
Yeah.
But it's kind of weird that they have a long-distance relationship.
Look up the date. He just bought a huge house with Danica Patrick.
I saw them together at a Bucks game last time we had fans.
And this seems like he's going to be, assuming he's in Green Bay for a while, a couple of years, they're going to be living the football season apart. I can't imagine she's going to move to Green Bay during the football season, as she's an actress who has a lot of Hollywood opportunities.
That's true.
They're going to be living apart for a good portion of the year.
You know what? Maybe actually that's good for the marriage.
Yeah.
we've got a new conversation every time we talk to
each other. Can you run to the store? I've got game tape to watch here. He doesn't have any of those problems.
You go to the Strachan Vantel.
Exactly.
You go to the Piggly Wiggly. Take that.
You go pick up the Meat Mountain sandwiches. I got tape to watch. Play the Bears this weekend.
All right, Danny, go right ahead.
Gentlemen, a 105-year-old New Jersey woman has an unusual explanation of why she thinks she survived COVID-19. She credits her recovery from the coronavirus to her surprising habit. She eats 9 gin-soaked golden raisins every morning. That's a ritual she began doing for almost her entire life. So, gentlemen, shot or no shot, knowing that this is a way to beat the coronavirus, you'll start eating gin-soaked raisins.
Now, wait. Before I give my answer, were you aware of this before this story you gave us?
I was aware. So there's something called biohacking. There's little things you can do, like eating gin-soaked raisins, that can help you in certain aspects of your life. For a long time, it was believed, and there's no scientific proof of it, that gin-soaked raisins actually help with arthritis. People that suffer arthritis, because gin's made with what's called juniper berries. Mm-hmm. So juniper berries have a lot of healthy prospects, to healthy aspects to them. And then the raisins themselves have a lot of anti-inflammation properties. So people with arthritis have been eating these for years. That's why she was eating it.
Fill a jar, she explained to a newspaper. 9 raisins a day after it sits for 9 days.
Wow.
She is not the oldest person to survive and beat the coronavirus. Sister Andre, who is the oldest known person in Europe, contracted coronavirus at the age of 116.
Wow.
How about that?
So shot or no shot, you guys are going to the gin-soaked raisins. And by the way, they have to be golden raisins for it to work. There's different chemical properties in the golden raisins.
See, I'm learning something every day. I did not know that.
I didn't either.
I didn't know that. That's a shot. Gin-soaked raisins? What's wrong with that?
I didn't say anything wrong. I just don't see myself running to the Jewels on my way home today, buying golden raisins, a bottle of Tanqueray, and putting them in a mason jar. I had thought about this afternoon's activities like that.
But you would do that to Whole Foods. I'm not going to the Jewels. They got Sun Made. That's a knockoff.
I want the organic raisins.
Right, so.
Got to clean out that Arby's sandwich.
So, I love that idea. That is something. See, you learn something every day.
Now, you know me. I go down the rabbit hole of these things. So I looked up the gin that has the highest concentration of juniper. If you're going to do it, you might as well get the most juniper. Mm-hmm. It's called Sipsmith VJOP. I never heard of that. Or Beef Eater. Those are the two you guys want to use.
I've heard of both of those.
Okay.
Beef Eaters, yeah.
Arby's, we have the meat.
All right, we're going to eat the meat. That's right. Yeah, the three men that are on the show. Well, JR too, but he's busy doing something. Me, Meller, Hoodie. Yeah, the little child that's monitoring the calls.
Calling him a little child.
Again with the name. Let me tell you something. From this day forward, Kaplan, I never want to hear what you have to eat. Never ask me about what you should eat to be healthy. Never ask me about supplements. Don't tell me about your workout. Because to quote Jay Cutler, don't care. You cannot put me down for standing by my health code and then call me a child on the air. You're dead to me when it comes to that regard. Dead to me.
For the betterment of the show, you could take one bite.
Just one bite. I'm just telling you now. Don't ever tell me about what you ate again.
All right. We eat the meat on Twitch. That's right. I'm going to participate. I'm falling off the wagon for a moment or two. We're going to eat this monstrous sandwich. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000 Chicago. Dial it up next.
I had a great workout.
Get social with our new morning show. Follow on Twitter at Cap J Hood.
Cap and J Hood.
Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
All right, so JR made the run for us, and my wallet is $60 lighter. We got 3 sandwiches. $60! I think I'm at the freaking Carnegie Deli in New York. Those things, did you feel how heavy that bag is?
I did. Yeah, I think that it's not even the sandwich. I think it's the horsey sauce that really weighs it down.
No question. You ever taken horsey sauce and ketchup and mixed them?
I would never do that.
Little kick?
Nah, it's got to be one or the other. It can't be both, man.
So we've got a bag of those Meat Mountain sandwiches. JR went and bought them.
And Meller will stop in. You and I will tip. And Carm will produce this. He hasn't been behind a board since.
Testing. 1, 2. Testing. We are now testing for proper modulation.
Here we go. He hasn't been behind a board since the Hancock.
Hoodie? You're 100% right. And stood at the controls of a board since probably 2001.
Down in Roma days for Carm.
I was just telling Yurik, yeah, he said when Down in Roma were over, then I'd have to run Rush Limbaugh, syndicated Rush.
There is a DeFalco running my board.
Perfect.
He is un-American.
The
son
EIB
of
network.
A bitch. He is bad for this country. I've passed away. All right.
Wow. Why is there an Italian-American boy running the board at WLS in Chicago?
It is the American dream that DeFalco, fresh off the boat, has run the board for me.
Thank you. I'm just going to start pressing buttons. Don't worry. Right, try your sandwiches.
Wow.
All right.
This bag is so heavy. Again, if you'd like to participate, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago.
Jeff,
all right.
Jeff, would you like a knife?
Jeff?
I would, Hoodie, because I don't anticipate finishing this whole thing. And we're going to save a snack for Yurko for the afternoon. So.
Okay. All right.
Hoodie?
That's the plan.
All
right.
Oh, this is the whole sandwich. I felt like it feels like two. All right.
It looks like two.
Enormous.
Yeah, it's definitely about, it feels like it weighs about 2 pounds.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Pull yours out.
I'm doing this.
All right.
Who wants horsey sauce?
I think the meat's enough, don't you?
Yeah.
Do we need sauce? Why don't you taste it without the sauce first, and then if you really want to...
And a little Arby's sauce. I'm going to mix them both.
Screw it. Move over a little so you're in the photo on Twitch.
Not too close to Cap, though.
There you go.
There it goes.
Hold on. Let me get this bad. Look at the size of that bad boy. Jeez.
Yes.
Good
he's
Lord.
He's talking about the sandwich, by the way.
That thing's piled high.
All right. Hold on.
Let me open
Do we up. Know how, what meats are on this meat mountain? Because I don't.
Arby's doesn't know.
I see bacon.
You're sure
I see
meat.
Some beef. I see a chicken, a breaded chicken tender.
I'll tell you boys what you're eating.
Thank you.
So Danny. You guys are going
stuff,
to eat.
The stuff nitrates. That Danny refuses to put in his body.
All the meats, 2 chicken tenders, slice of roast turkey, pit smoked ham, corned beef, 13-hour smoked brisket, USDA choice Angus steak, roast beef, pepper bacon, cheddar, and Swiss cheeses.
You can zoom in on that, Twitch, if you got the angle. There you go.
Okay.
So there you go. What did your watch say? Did your watch just respond? Don't do this.
Are you
don't
having
do
a
this.
Heart attack?
You really should have brought in a scale to weigh that thing, man.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I could do curls with this. My God.
You guys are going to have the meat sweats.
All right.
Hold on a minute. Jesus, I need a chainsaw.
All right.
The Angus steak is the one thing I'm not quite sure of. That's not the first purchase. The first place I go is Arby's is not for my Angus steak.
Is there an egg in this thing? All right.
I got, anybody want horsey sauce and Arby's sauce?
No.
I got a little bit of that, too.
Carm, jeez, I can't.
They're going in. There they go.
All right. Here we go.
You guys eat that whole thing, you're going to get 1,030 calories.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get 51 grams of fat, 20 mm-hmm. grams of those are saturated.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get 3,640 milligrams of sodium,
mm-hmm.
58 grams of carb,
mm-hmm.
8 grams of sugar,
uh-huh.
and a whopping 87 grams of protein.
Yep. Sounds like a meal to me.
Yeah,
I won't, protein for the week.
I won't get it in my toilet well. They'll get all those ingredients.
20% of the fat is, 40% of the fat in there is saturated.
No problem.
Fat.
The first bite for me, I took, and I have to admit, the chicken tender did not make it in my first bite.
Right.
Because the chicken tender's it's a little awkward. It kind of falls out of the sandwich. I'm going to eat it in one huge bite. So now I'm going to go back for my second bite with the chicken tender this time.
Tastes a lot of ham. A lot of ham.
Is it good?
Got to be honest with you. That's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
That is freaking delicious.
You got a napkin?
No, JR didn't get napkins. JR, there's a really cool concept. They have a napkin dispenser at the school.
Oh, he made the run.
I know.
We can get our own napkins.
It's delicious. Mm. Really, really good.
How you feeling about meaty? It,
buddy? I mean, it tastes good. It's just that you can't do it in one bite, man, and one sitting.
Yeah, the idea obviously is good, but I think the execution of actually eating it as one whole sandwich becomes very difficult and problematic, as evidenced by the fact that we need napkins just to get this thing down. Which, like, if you're driving in your car and you go through the drive-thru and you pick it up and you're trying to eat it while you drive, mm-hmm. this could be a very difficult proposition with this sandwich.
No question. All right, does Yerk, you want the rest of this, kid?
He said no chance.
Oh, yeah, like he won't put that in his body.
He says too many nitrates. Yeah, okay. Oh, and what button do I hit over here when it's time to go to break?
You know what? I'll come back in there, Carm. How about that?
I don't know what I'm doing.
We don't go to commercial. There is no button. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, no idea what I'm doing.
Just keep going.
Just know how to turn the mic on.
I'll tell you, man.
I like the Carmen. I like the Carmen way of producing. No commercial. No
clue.
No promos. It's a podcast.
Exactly. I got to tell you. You go out one night, hang out, have some drinks, a couple edibles, and throw that bad boy.